Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It's another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through it. Get at us a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of The Real, we got real NBA Finals to talk about. We've got real NFL Football Week 4 to talk about. We've got real Major League Baseball. We've got real college to talk about. So sports are back. The world is kind of crazy right now, but we're getting through it, and it's 2020. Anything's possible. Good morning, Mike. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, and you're right. Anything's possible. The Oklahoma Sooners are 1-2 for the first time in, like, I don't know, 22 years or millennia. They got something going on down there in Boomer Sooner land. So it's interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, look, we have not had the hugest desire to watch college football right now, you and I, but you know what, we will obviously start to get into it. Pac-12 will be back soon, Big 10 will be back, so yeah, it's right, literally right around the corner where we have to start putting our head and our nose and things into that. But obviously, man oh man, just a crazy world that we're living in right now. We got to take a break. On the other side, we'll hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk to him about what's happening in Major League Baseball. Like I said, postseason is here. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Being in debt to the IRS is scary. The heart-stopping collection letters and living in fear that any day the IRS could garnish your paychecks, seize your bank accounts, or even threaten your home or business. If you owe the IRS, you need to call the team at Optima Tax Relief. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, a special IRS program that could save you thousands if you qualify. And nobody knows this program better than Optima, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible so you pay only the minimum to the IRS, not a penny more. Call now before the IRS comes after everything you've worked so hard for. Get protected. Call Optima. Get relief.
Call 800-453-4977. 800-453-4977. 800-453-4977.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Shoots one out towards deep center field. That one is onto the rocks. Big fly by Trout. Sotto shot 2-0 Angels.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Wow.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with you like always, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. On social media, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And speaking of The Real, I like that kind of segue. Let's go out to The Real John Poulter and let's talk some Major League Baseball. As we know, we are in the postseason. We had the Major League Baseball Wild Card Series, as we know, as what at least that's what we're calling it. And let's welcome in John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. You know, another day in paradise talking sports with you and Mike and obviously enjoying it. Look, we know what we've got coming ahead of us, but I want to ask you before we get to that, what did you think of the addition of another round of Major League Baseball postseason and a three-game series at that, a best of three? So what did you think of it?
I don't particularly care for it. I'm a traditionalist. I think the season is long enough as it is. Essentially, if we go to a 16-team playoff with a couple of teams below 500 as we had this year, one of whom actually won a round. We're basically saying that 162-game season is a very long spring training, and I struggle with that a little bit. If they're going to expand the postseason, I'd like them to do it with less than 16 teams, like maybe 12 is the number, and give a division winner a bye, something to give them some benefit and some goal to win the division. And I'd like to see some games taken off the regular season. You know, you take it that the team that wins the World Series, potentially they play, say, 25 postseason games, they play 30 preseason games, 162 regular season games. That's 200 ball games in a year. Even for those of us that like baseball, I think that's a little much. So I'd like to see, if it's going to become meaningful, I'd like to see it cut back a little bit.
I don't disagree. Look, it's been a hard watch for me in general, to be honest with you, John. The lack of fans in the stands for baseball makes it even slower, if that is possible. But look, we're here. We've got some interesting matchups. Obviously, Astros, Athletics, Yankees, Rays, Marlins and Braves, Padres and Dodgers. When you look at these matchups, this has got to be a little bit exciting, right? Because when you think about it, these were the best teams through the 60 game sprint for the most part, obviously with the exception of the Astros. But truth be told, these other teams very deserving of being where they're at right now.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, it's ironic that we talk about the expanded playoffs and we feel that it's butchered it. But, you know, you look at where we are now, as you say, Tampa Bay and the Yankees, Houston and Oakland in the American League, Dodgers Padres in the National League, and Miami Atlanta in the National League. And ironically, in both leagues, we now have two teams from the same division playing each other in each of the series. And we've got two Western Division teams playing each other and two Eastern Division teams playing each other in both series. Ironically, all of the six Central Division teams were eliminated in the first round of the playoffs, four in the National, two in the American. So as much as we sort of dislike the way that this was put together, when we get down to the last four, to your point, with perhaps the exception of the Astros, we've got six or seven of the best teams in baseball in those eight spots, and we've got a true East-West rivalry in both leagues. So at the end of the day, we're going to have an Eastern team and a Western team in the American League Championship Series, and we're going to have the same in the National League. That kind of works nicely symmetrically. I got to think it's more good luck than good judgment in terms of the way this was set up, but it does come down to some very interesting baseball as we move forward.
Good morning, John. This is Mike. Nice to talk to you as always. But my question is simply this. With the Dodgers and the Padres, I mean, look, the Dodgers are the overwhelming favorites for the World Series, to win the World Series. Can the Padres go in there and beat the Dodgers? I mean, I know anything's possible, but, you know, in your humble opinion, can the Padres win this series?
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Always great to talk to you as well. Very interesting question, and the answer to your question, I think, is yes. And I say that for a couple of reasons. You got to go on current form, and if you look at the last couple of games the Padres played against the St. Louis Cardinals, we saw their bats at their absolute best. They even managed to survive Game 3, winning that game quite handily, 4-0, using nine different pitchers. So they used their whole bullpen, essentially, to win a ball game. So that tells you how deep that bullpen is. And we also have to look at the fact that, you know, if we're going to look at where teams are now, we're looking at the Dodgers with a very questionable Kenley Jansen, in my opinion. Kershaw's the opposite. Kershaw's probably pitching better than he has in the last 4 or 5 years. So that's a plus, but the Jansen situation would worry me if I was a Dodger fan. And the second thing is that San Diego beefed up, as we've talked a couple of times, at the trade deadline August 31st, and there were only three games between the Dodgers and the Padres after that deadline date. I think there were three games in San Diego around the 12th, 13th, 14th of September, something like that. Dodgers won two of those games. But I think, you know, if we look at the gap over the regular season, which I think was, I think the Dodgers won 43, and I can't remember how many San Diego won. I think it was 37. So we're talking a six-game difference. I think that that gap is probably closer now because of the way San Diego beefed up at the trade deadline. So I'm looking for that to be a much closer series than you would think looking at the standings. But I really think that the series to watch here is probably Tampa Bay and the Yankees. That's two teams that don't really like each other, and Tampa Bay won 8 of the 10 games during the regular season, and you know the Yankees are not going to like that. So I'm kind of looking at that being a great series as well as the Dodger-San Diego series.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf as well with you. All right, so let me ask you this, John. You made a point about the Rays and the Yankees. 8-2 during the regular season. The Rays obviously controlled the regular season, but as we all know, regular season and postseason are completely different. But with that being said, I do think the team to beat in the American League is the Rays. So I do think they're going to wind up getting by the Yankees, to be honest with you. Do we know who is opening up for the Yankees as far as pitching goes? No, I don't think so at this moment in time.
Yeah, they've announced Garrett Cole.
Okay, so they did just announce that. All right, so so with that being said, I do think that this is going to be a great series. My point is how different are the regular season and the postseason, and can you completely wipe out the regular season when it comes to the postseason?
I don't think you can completely wipe it out. It's certainly a factor. I don't think it's a key factor. I don't think it's the determining factor in any way, shape, or form. Both teams are reasonably healthy right now. The Yankees the Yankees came out of the gate very quickly, as we expected, and, you know, they looked like they were going to run away with it after the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season. But, of course, they got caught up with some injuries and some terrible seasons from some of their better players. I don't think anybody expected Gary Sanchez to bat less than 200, catching every day. That was a surprise. Judge was hurt for a while. Some of their pitchers have been hurt for a while. It's a different Yankee team than the one we saw on paper coming out of spring training and eventually coming out of summer camp. But I still think Tampa Bay is a better team. They don't have the names that the Yankees have. The interesting thing here is it's being played on a neutral ground. So although we've had no fans, we've still kind of had home field advantage, which we will no longer have. So 6 or 7 games there, I think.
Hey, John, do you have a couple more minutes? Because you just brought something up that I wanted to get into. You know, you have the Yankees and the Rays playing in Petco Park, and obviously the Padres not playing in Petco Park. So do you have a couple more minutes that we can talk about that dynamic of the postseason with Major League Baseball?
Oh, for sure.
All right, we'll be right back with our professor of sports, John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
High fly ball, deep center. Going back, Springer. Still back, still back, still back. See ya! A 3-run home run for Sanchez. And the Yankees take a 3-0 lead.
1-1 pitch.
Line drive, it's a base hit, it's a winner for the Marlins. 4 straight wins. 6 out of 7 for Miami. And Yadier Rivera is the latest hero.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499.
Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
And a long one, high and deep to right, all the way back and gone. Bowers, a three-run blast. Home run number six for Jake Bowers. And with that, the Rays take a 4-1 lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We're talking Major League Baseball, and you brought something up before the break that I definitely wanted to get into, and we didn't have enough time in that segment. That's why we're going a little overtime here on the location of all of these teams where they're playing these games. Astros, Athletics are playing in Dodger Stadium. Yankees and Rays are playing in Petco Park. Marlins and Braves playing in Minute Maid Park. And then the Padres and the Dodgers are playing in Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Okay, so my question is it sounds to me like they're doing a bubble here to a certain degree of these hub cities, obviously, and it makes sense because of where they're located. Why didn't they do something like this during the regular season? And what is the point of having teams located where they're located in this fashion, John?
Well, to answer your question about why they didn't do it in the regular season, I think it was just complete short-sightedness. No reason in my mind why they couldn't have had an eastern hub in New York, a central hub in Chicago, and a western hub either in the Bay Area or in Los Angeles, two ballparks in each of those cities. You set the schedule up the way that it was set up. You get everybody, two games in each park each day. Two teams would have an off day every day. I think the season would have taken 3, maybe 4 days longer to complete. So to me, it was a no-brainer. In terms of what they're doing, I think it's good because there's no fans, so it's not really a big deal. Usually playing playoff games in your home stadium is a reward to your fans. Well, the fans, quote-unquote, don't need to be rewarded this year because they haven't been in physical attendance. In terms of where they're doing it in somewhat neutral parks. Ironically, the only team that's going to have an advantage is the National League team in the World Series because the National League Championship Series is in Arlington, as is the World Series. But I think picking these warm weather sites is a great idea because we're going to have some potentially cold weather teams. I'm thinking Atlanta to some extent, but the Yankees very definitely. This season is going to go longer than probably any Major League Baseball season any of us can remember. I would much rather watch a World Series game that involved the Yankees in San Diego than watching it at Yankee Stadium at 9 o'clock at night when it's maybe 33 or 34 degrees. So I think we're going to see some better baseball as a result of it.
You know, John, one of the things, we talk about playoffs and, big-time players coming big-time moments in the playoffs in the history of the game. And this week we lost a great of the game in Bob Gibson. What, in your opinion, what made Gibson stand out amongst his peers, amongst the greats of the game?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Mike, because it was something I was hoping we would have an opportunity to touch on. Sadly, Gibson had been suffering from pancreatic cancer for some time, and I don't know whether that was the final cause of death, the only cause of death, but certainly it was a major factor. Ironically, we lost him the night that the Cardinals were knocked out of the season, and also an anniversary of his 17 strikeouts in the World Series. And I guess Gibson, to me, was a guy that came to play. And if anybody younger than our generation wants to get a real appreciation for what this man did for the baseball world, somebody needs to take a look at his 1968 stat line. He started 34 games, which is around the number of games that a staff ace starts today. A staff ace today starts 32 or 33. So I believe these comparisons are real. But if you look at the numbers that he put up in 1968 with those 34 starts, they're numbers that will never be matched again in our lifetime. Perhaps wins and losses, 22-9, will be. Perhaps ERA at 1.12 will be. But things like 13 shutouts, 28 complete games, all of those kinds of things, our generation and beyond is never going to see anything like that. And on top of that, he was also a big factor in African-American players getting equality in the game in terms of hotels, restaurants, and so on and so forth, even in the clubhouse. So to me, he's a big, big loss, both to Cardinal fans, to baseball in general, and to the world in general. A real classic in my mind. We will see very, very few Bob Gibsons as we move forward.
17 seasons in Major League Baseball for the St. Louis Cardinals, nicknamed Gibby Hoot. The guy tailed 251 wins, 3,117 strikeouts, and a 2.91 earned run average during his career. Just unbelievable when you think about it. And this guy was a quote machine too, man. Think about this one. It's a quote from Gibson. A great catch is like watching girls go by. The last one you see is always the prettiest. Just a quote machine, very charismatic, and this guy is just like you said, an icon for baseball. Very charismatic, like I was just trying to say a moment ago, but I had a lot of thoughts in my head. Just a guy that we can honestly be very proud of. And the passing on October 2nd, 84, a sad day. Obviously, we lost a great one, John.
Yeah, very much so. And as I was saying earlier, you quote some of the statistics from 1968 specifically, and you look at the numbers today that a pitcher said. They'd say a pitcher is great if he has done this, 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 and this in a season. Take a look at those 1968 stats from Bob Gibson, and it just shows you that, with all due respect to today's players, that they still have a long way to go to matching that kind of numbers line.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so I want to just get back to this for a quick moment. We'll only have you for a couple more minutes. Marlins, we have to talk about them just a little bit. I mean, they go to Chicago. They take care of business there. I was kidding when I said it a long time ago that we're going to have a Rays-Marlins World Series. But, I mean, look, I know the Braves on paper should beat this team. But it's baseball. It's 2020. Am I crazy to think that at this point and in this moment in time that I actually could be right about a prediction that I was somewhat kidding about?
Well, I don't think it's crazy to say that it could happen, but I think Atlanta's an awfully good baseball team. You look at the fact that they played 13 innings in Game 1 against the Reds, an excellent pitching staff. 9 innings in the second game against that same excellent pitching staff, and didn't give up a run in 22 innings. So I got to say that Atlanta's probably a very good offensive team. They've got some great players too, Acuna, Freeman. They're doing it with some decimated pitching. They've lost two or three of their better pitchers. So I think the mere fact that Atlanta's where they are is a real feather in their cap as well. I guess I have a bit of a gut feeling that Atlanta's going to win that series. There's a very interesting article this morning on the MLB site about the 16 possibilities of the World Series, and listed at number 15 or number 16 was Miami and the Yankees. And the question, there was a comment in each of these matchups about the ironic situations that would come up, and rivalries and so on. And one of them was, could Don Mattingly win a World Series ring against the team that he played for and never did win a ring in all of those years? So maybe that's going to be a little bit of incentive for Miami to move forward and beat them. But quite frankly, they're in real tough against the Atlanta Braves.
All right, real quickly, the Oakland Athletics, we've been sleeping on them for a long time. We've been thinking, like, this could be their time. Is this their time?
Frankly, I don't think it is, unless Tampa Bay and the Yankees beat up on each other so badly that they've got nothing left for the survivor of the Houston-Oakland series. We saw in the series between Houston and the Twins that the Astros are playing like the Astros of the last two or three years rather than the Astros of 2020. Oakland did have their number during the regular season. I think Oakland was either 7-3 or 8-2 against the Astros. Essentially, that the games between the two teams were the difference in the standings. So it's all going to come down to how well Houston plays. If the Houston that went to Minnesota and won two games plays, I think Oakland has their hands full.
All righty, John. As always, appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
All righty, we got to take the American Forces Network break. Appreciate you guys so much. You have no idea. You keep us safe. We appreciate you lots. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue to rap about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
So now it's Council who carries the run that could win the World Series as he leads away from third. The 0-1 pitch. A liner off Nagy's glove into center field.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups,
hey,
eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
To left center field. Marisnyk back on this one to the warning track. At the wall, he leaps, and this one is gone. It just clears. And Juan Soto has the Nationals on the board with an opposite field home run. His second against Cole in this World Series.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
How come there's this banging going on every time we are hitting?
Yeah, my oh my, how a year can change things for the Nationals and the Astros right back in the postseason. And the best way to quiet people is to just keep on winning. So we'll see if that happens. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And you know what? We're going to jump right back out to the phones because we do have a caller at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Let's shoot out to the phones. Let's hook up with the real Mitch in Santa Monica. That's M-I-S-M. Mitch in Santa Monica. You got the Dorf Man. You got Mike Wilson. It's your world, brother. What's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I wanted to follow up on your conversation with John and Bob Gibson. What made Bob Gibson one of the great, if not the greatest, is that he was probably the most feared pitcher of all time. I mean, this was back in the day when he had no problem plunking a guy or going up and in and high and tight. He had no problem doing that. And that's what made him something great. I mean, John had his stats, but the fact of the matter is that batters feared him. He was a force to be reckoned with. However, that is really not what I'm really wanted to talk about today. If you don't mind, I do have a couple of topics, and I know you're going to get into this. But here we are, Mitch in Santa Monica. You know what I've been preaching about college football and pro football, and now we've got two games postponed this week in the NFL. I mean, Cam Newton tested positive yesterday, so now we got the New England KC game postponed to Monday, possibly Tuesday. The Tennessee Titan game and Pittsburgh game is postponed till, well, we don't know when. And, you know, Dr. Fauci said on June 18th that the NFL should play in a bubble, which they didn't, and none of these players are taken seriously. So our season, everything that we've been working for is in jeopardy because people are taking this seriously. And that stems from the top down, which we're seeing right now. I mean, we also have 22 college games that have been postponed right now. So, you know, it's a huge disappointment, but right now, this week is even a bigger reality check for what we're seeing in Washington and what we're seeing with two NFL games and around the college football. But here's the reality, guys. I mean, Eduardo Rodriguez, who's a 27-year-old pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, tested positive along with a heart inflammation, and it was out until July. And it wasn't until this week that he was able to start walking. Guys, this disease is serious, and this disease is taking our passion away from us, everything that we've been working so hard for. I mean, our insatiable desire as a society for sport is so much that we're willing to roll the dice on this. However, that is not my point that I've really been wanting to make for weeks. And everyone is saying that the attendance is down on the NBA Finals. And why? And why are people not watching football? Because of the Black Lives Matter movement. Because, you know, and actually we saw it on the back of Clemson's jerseys last night, you know, of this social injustice and people and sports making a stance. Let me ask you guys a question, and it'll be rhetorical for a second. You know, everyone's down, or a lot of people are down on this whole taking of a knee during the national anthem, and that it's against the military. Let me ask you a question. Now, Andy, I know you're a coach of tennis. I'm not sure if you coach team sports, but I coach Little League. I coach soccer. Whenever a kid got injured, what did we do? What did we instruct all of our kids to do? They took a knee out of respect and waiting to see if that kid is going to get up and make sure that they aren't injured, you know, severely. What happened? Let me ask you this. What happened to Lane Taylor in the first week of the Packers season? As soon as he went down and was out for the season, every member of the Vikings and every member of the Packers took a knee. So when players are taking knees during the national anthem, it has nothing to do with disrespect for our military. It has everything to do with honoring our military, honoring our flag, but taking a knee when someone is injured. And right now, guess what? In our country, there's someone who's injured, and that's our country. And so what happens is, as when we get together before the game as a unit, as a country, as teams, players are taking a knee out of respect for our injured comrade. And right now, our injured comrade is our country. Our country is injured. So for those who are getting down, and I won't watch this, I won't do this, and are saying that these players are disrespectful, have no clue what this movement is all about. This movement is about recognizing that there is a problem and that our country right now is injured. And we take a knee in respect to those who are injured. And injured, it's all of us.
Look, you bring up a lot of interesting topics, and obviously you are intertwining politics and sports, and ultimately I think our goal in general is to eliminate the two from each other. However, unfortunate circumstances seem to always bring these two things back together, so they're hand in hand. And unfortunately, look, they're not going to shut down anymore. Things are not going to get closed down, Mitch and Santa Monica. This is our reality. This is our new normal. I guess what I'm trying to say is, as much as I understand and as much as I hear what you're saying, to think that we can go backwards now is almost the same thing as the definition of insanity to me, which is keep repeating a repeatable act and keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. And I guess what I'm trying to say is we're going to have to navigate through this deal, this situation, with a lot of uncertainty, with a lot of things happening. And to some of us, they have hit home more so than others, obviously. But the truth of the matter is the American way is somewhat to keep on pushing forward. And I fought it myself for a long time and said, no, we can't do this, we can't do that. I was wrong because they weren't going to listen to Andy Dorf. They didn't care what I had to say. So therefore, I had to say, okay, it doesn't matter what I think is right and what's wrong. What I need to do now is I need to proceed in a way where I am still able to provide, but I'm also needing to have responsibility, and I need to go about things with more caution and be cautious and be aware of my surroundings more. So I hear what you're saying, and I'm going to argue it with, we have to keep moving, we have to keep pushing on, and the way to do that is to be more educated, to have more knowledge. Knowledge is king. We all know that. So the more information that we can get, and you continue to try to live your life as carefully as you possibly can. I'm not going to large gatherings. I'm not doing those types of things. I continue to practice the social distancing thing as best as I possibly can. And I don't know if you were talking about me coaching in this type of a situation or a deal, but I don't come anywhere near my people that I'm on the court with. Nobody has to touch the balls. I can pick up every ball. We can push them into a corner so that only I touch the balls when we're picking them up. There are ways around it. We're not wearing headbands where they say if you're wearing a headband, you know, there's a lot of sweat in there. Nobody I know playing tennis these days wears a headband. You might see Rafa Nadal do that, but, and speaking of which, the French is obviously going on, but we don't do that. I don't do that. So the contact that I have with people on a court is very limited, number one. And I just think we're in a time where we have to learn how to deal with what we're going through. I'm not saying to be foolish, to be careless. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying if you want to live in a hole, you can't do that either. There's got to be some common ground. There has to be a happy medium, Mitch, in Santa Monica. So I hear what you're saying. I understand it. I don't necessarily agree with everything that you're saying, but I do agree with some of your premises anyway.
Andy, I'm sorry if you took this as an attack on you. It was, by the way, I'm not attacking on you and what you do. I totally respect that. I was more of, I was saying, I don't know if you've coached team sports. I wanted to talk about team sports and what do team sports. Because I don't think on the tennis court, if someone gets injured, you take a knee. I was just taking examples that, first of all, for you, I don't think that you've coached that. I've coached that. And I think that you know that because you participated in that. This has nothing to do about you. So let's clear the air between you and me. I mean, it has nothing to be about that. It has everything to do about what I see about people and social media and the media and in the general media saying that the Black Lives Matter movement and that what's going on with social injustice and these players taking a knee is that I'm not going to watch because of that. And I think they don't understand. They don't understand what the movement is about. And I don't understand why people just don't get that. The movement is about we take a knee when someone is injured. We take a knee because out of respect when someone's injured. We take a knee right now. The players take a knee because our country is injured.
Right.
You know? And no one is doing that and saying that. And that's what I'm talking about.
I want Mike to jump in here too, but I'm just going to say it like this. At least look, I hear you. I hear your message. I understand your message. I just know that when we were kids, we were always taught to stand for the national anthem. And that was the sign of respect. So I think that part of the problem with what we have in the world today is the messages are so damn mixed up. Like a message that we were getting as a kid to stand for the national anthem and that was showing a respect, it's no longer – like that's no longer the message. The new message is, well, now we're going to kneel for people. So again, I think all of these messages get way too confused. Mike, what do you have to add to that?
Well, you know, a lot of what you guys said I agree with. I just do. You know, Andy, you know that I coached high school basketball and football for a lot of years. And dealing, you know, Mitch, you mentioned, you know, you take a lot of teams take a knee,
for on injured the field players, when
someone's
for sure.
injured. Yeah. And it was one of those things where I would do the same thing, with my teams. We would take a knee and we, you know, the player would get up. We'd get up. We'd clap for him as that sign of respect for that player. And I didn't, once Kaepernick took a knee, for me, I understood what he was doing. I understood the message that he was trying to bring. And it never bothered me, but that's just me. And I realize there's millions of people that don't see it that way. I mean, I've had family that have served in the military, but I will say this, with at least my family members that served in the military, someone kneeling, they may have not have liked that, but they would always say, look, that's what we fought for. We fought for people that can't stand for themselves or don't have the wherewithal to defend themselves. And they have that right. They have that right to do that. So that's kind of where I come from with all of this. I, you know, being a teacher, you know, in the past, I've had plenty of students of color. Once Kaepernick did it and we would have sport assemblies or they would go to games and they would ask me, they'd be like, Mr. Wilson, is it okay if I don't stand, if I take a knee? And I would tell these kids, I'm like, that is your right.
Hey, good stuff, Mike. We got to take a break. We're going to do it. It's Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Final segment of this hour of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Quick reminder, NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America, Week 4 style tonight with me, Andy Dorf. Start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We take you into the wee hours of the night, people. So NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America, Week 4 style with me, Andy Dorf, later on this evening. Mike Wilson, our number one has flown by. Mitch in Santa Monica did not make me mad, but I thought you had a pretty good point at the end of the hour, at the end of the segment last, and I know you were in the middle of your thought. Do you still have that on your mind?
Yeah, even though I'm 50, I can still remember some things. But no, I mean, what I would tell my students is, like, you have every right to show how you feel. There's nothing wrong with that. I would encourage my students with that all the time. So, you know, for people that want to get on kids and criticize them for showing, you know, that they do have feelings, they do have thoughts on things like this, shame on you. Let those kids be themselves.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you agree with me? I think that the messages have been mixed all through our lives.
Oh.
You know, like, we were taught as a kid to stand for the national anthem. Now it's okay to kneel. Like, again, I understand the confusion that we're seeing all over the place, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I understand the confusion. But it's up to the adults now in this generation to kind of set it straight.
Hey, good point. All right, hour number one in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. A lot of NFL talk. And also, Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, will rap with him about what's happening in Major League Baseball as the playoffs are here. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and we'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's doctors continue to treat him with the antiviral drug remdesivir, among other COVID-19 targeting therapeutics. The White House released a statement from the president's doctor, which says the president is not out of the woods yet, but is doing well. We also learned that Joe Biden tested negative twice for COVID-19 on Friday, but was not, in fact, tested on Saturday. As far as why the former vice president isn't being tested on a daily basis, Simone Sanders, Biden campaign senior advisor, tells CNN's State of the Union.
The vice president also noted that he would be tested today. He's going to be tested today. We are tested regularly.
Negotiations continuing between Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin regarding a new stimulus package. Financially, the sides appear to be about $500 billion apart. USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/World Sights Day. That's onesight.org/World Sights Day.
The glass fire in Northern California is now just over 10% contained. Cal Fire saying it has burned over 62,000 acres and destroyed more than 800 buildings and damaged another 100. A red flag warning has expired, but evacuation orders and warnings are still in effect in Napa County. Lisa Broman Augustine owns a vineyard in Napa Valley, and she says rebuilding will be a challenge.
Property here in the Napa Valley is not inexpensive. In fact, it's extremely expensive. So for someone to have a little slice of the Napa Valley amongst the vines and in the hills usually takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that all Senate floor activity will be rescheduled until after October 19th, but committee work, like the confirmation hearing for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, will continue. Senators will be allowed to join their committees virtually. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris will sit 12 feet apart during their upcoming debate, double the amount recommended by the American public health officials under normal circumstances. When it comes to vice presidential debates and preparing for them, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman tells Newsmax,
"We went off the campaign trail about 4 days before the debate. And it was like training camp. It was like a boxer going to training camp. And in our case, and in a lot of cases, I'm not sure that, I know that President Trump probably doesn't do it. We had somebody actually playing Dick Cheney in the practice debates. But you spend a lot of time going over the issues, trying to figure out what's the moderator likely to ask, what's your opponent likely to say, and what are you going to say? Incidentally, I trained to attack George Bush and Dick Cheney for his votes way back when he was in the House of Representatives. He and I are friends, and I later talked to him. He also did the same to attack me.
A full slate of NFL games this Sunday, although two games did have to be postponed due to positive COVID-19 tests. The Tennessee Titans were supposed to play the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the New England Patriots were supposed to travel to Kansas City to play the world champion Kansas City Chiefs. And NASCAR drivers take the green flag at the Talladega Super Speedway just after 2 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and absolutely good evening to you people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. Lots to dive into with the NFL, Major League Baseball. We had some UFC action over the weekend. We've got tennis going on for the French Open. We've got college football happening. Man, oh man, the world is moving and grooving, even though we are dealing with a global pandemic. It is what it is. It has hit home very heavily over the week. We all understand what's going on. There's things happening in Washington now, so hearts, thoughts, prayers with everybody that is dealing and coping with the global pandemic. Mike, a lot to get into, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. Just looking forward to another week 4 in the NFL, even though we got, some teams that won't be playing because of the pandemic, but it's still NFL football. Majority of the teams are still playing, so count me in, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, look, we knew that these things would happen. They obviously had the bye week to negotiate. I wonder what happens if it happens a couple, three times during the year, but we'll cross that bridge when we cross that bridge. All right, we're just getting loose, getting warmed up. On the other side, Brett Boone talking some Major League Baseball, so always excited to talk to him about Major League Baseball and what's happening there. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Being in debt to the IRS is scary. The heart-stopping collection letters and living in fear that any day the IRS could garnish your paychecks, seize your bank accounts, or even threaten your home or business. If you owe the IRS, you need to call the team at Optima Tax Relief. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, a special IRS program that could save you thousands if you qualify. And nobody knows this program better than Optima, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible so you pay only the minimum to the IRS, not a penny more. Call now before the IRS comes after everything you've worked so hard for. Get protected. Call Optima. Get relief.
Call 800-453-4977. 800-453-4977. 800-453-4977.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, what do you want to da-da-da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da-da-da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Rips it deep down the left field line. It is gone! Sean Rodriguez with the bullet! And the Phillies win here in the bottom of the 11th inning.
The pitch. High fly ball. Right field. Springer back. He's on the track. He leaps. See ya! Tie game!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Love your thoughts. Love your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. It's me, Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. We are now going to hook up with our normal guest at this time. None other than Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glover, and a two-time Silver Slugger Award winner, and lucky enough to have him talk to us on a weekly and sometimes even more during the week, maybe a couple, three times. It doesn't matter. We're happy to have him whenever we can have him. Brett, good morning, my man. How are you?
Morning, guys. I'm driving this morning, so hope you can hear me well.
Don't worry about it. We'll make it work, man. Obviously, we love
talking
to you.
Make it work. You got magic over there.
Yeah, we'll make the magic happen, man. All right, so we are where we are. We talked to you on Friday about where we're at that moment in time. Now we know a little bit more about what's to come. We have the Astros and the Athletics. We have the Yankees and the Rays, obviously, in the American League. I think we're all excited about that one, for those matchups for sure. And then on the National League side, we're going to have the Dodgers playing, obviously, the Padres, which is near and dear to you. And then we have the Marlins, maybe a little bit of a surprise, playing the Braves. So talk to us, Brett. How'd we get here?
Well, I don't know. I don't think any of these teams, let's see, let's talk about the surprises. Probably the Astros this year, a little bit,
people are a little bit like, wow, they made it there, don't have Verlander, don't have Cole. Really have had a rough year up and down that lineup, you know, from an offensive standpoint, but they're there. Marlins got to be a little bit of a surprise, you know, team that's kind of been, you know, I think they lost 100 games a year ago. They're in position. They're actually pretty good. They got some big arms coming out of that starting rotation. And then the obvious ones you expect to be there, the Tampa Bays, the Dodgers, Padres, the way they reformulated that team, although the Clevinger, Lamet at the top of that rotation, that's the whole key to whether they have a chance to go on from here. And the Yankees, you know, that's kind of something you expected for the postseason. But I think it'll be interesting. I think, you know, if you run down and just look through the four matchups, you know, I think the no-brainers are, I think the Dodgers beat the Padres. I think the Braves beat the Marlins. I think the Braves are the second-best team in the National League. Fried and Anderson at the top of their rotation. They got two real good starters. You know, I think that's a no-brainer. But the other series are interesting. You know, the A's and the Astros, you know. A's played in the weak division, the American League West, and they kind of ran away with it. Astros, I believe they might even have had a losing record coming out of that division. Nobody expected much. I'm going to pick the Astros against the A's matchup. Okay. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay to beat the Yankees, even though I have a little bit of an interest, and I hope I'm wrong there. But I think we've covered pretty heavily. I think that Tampa Bay just has too much pitching. They got the best pitching, the most depth in all of baseball, in my opinion. So who we got left to cover? So we got the Dodgers. My picks: Dodgers, Tampa Bay, Houston, and Atlanta.
Very nice.
What do you guys got?
Mike, jump in.
No, Brett, I was going to ask you about your picks, but since you jumped the shark there early on me, let me ask you this. Since the Padres are kind of near and dear to you, that's where you live, what would it take for the Padres to beat the Dodgers and surprise everybody?
Miracle. No, and I hate to say that because I'm so impressed with the Padres' turnaround this year of that team. I mean, they really have a good team. I just think to overcome your number one and your number two, and that's still up in the air. I don't know if there's been any information. You know, I flew in late last night, so I haven't seen the news this morning. But as of last night, there wasn't a decision made on Clevinger and Lamet. I think if Clevinger and Lamet are off the roster, I think the Padres have next to zero chance. I mean, the Dodgers are the class of the National League. It's kind of time for the Dodgers. You know, this is getting to a point where it's time to win. You know, they've been the dominant horse over in the National League for a while. And without the Padres' top two guys, I don't give them much of a chance at all. And that's not demeaning the Padres. You know, the Dodgers are the Dodgers. So I give them next to zero. Even with Lamet and Clevinger, I don't give them much of a chance against the Dodgers in a five-game series. I think the Kershaw is the huge factor. The days of, Kershaw, you know, he's arguably the best pitcher of this generation. And I know he's had his woes in the postseason, but I think that's all water under the bridge. I think he feels good. I think he had a great year. He's coming off a huge start the other night where he was dominant. And I think the Kershaw with the postseason woes, that's in the rearview mirror. I think you're going to see normal, classic Clayton Kershaw in this postseason.
All right, we're hanging out with Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player. I just had a thought here. I think it would be pretty wild to think that both L.A. teams, the Los Angeles Lakers being one of them, and now the L.A. Dodgers having the opportunity to win their respective championships in the same season. I mean, what an L.A. story when you think about it. It'd be pretty crazy. But have the stars aligned for something like that to happen, Brett?
Well, never say never. I think you're looking pretty good with the Lakers.
Yeah.
But I still don't think that – as good as those Dodgers are, I still don't think they're going to beat the American League in the finals if they reach the finals. So, once again, I'm going to disappoint you and say no. No L.A. dream this year. The world champion's coming from the American League.
Look, that doesn't make me unhappy. Trust me. I'm not a big L.A. sports fan at all. But it's just weird how, obviously, like we're talking, the Lakers are halfway home to that opportunity. The Dodgers, like you're talking about, have been the best team in baseball for years, and they can't seem to get over the hump. And like you said, winning time is now, man. And if they don't win this year, what the hell do they do moving forward?
I don't know. I mean, they're the same team as they've been pretty much the last 3 years. And you added Mookie Betts, one of the best players in the game. Seager seems to be past his injury. Seager came back and had an MVP-type season. And then you had a couple down years. You know that Turner at third base is always – he's a constant. He's kind of their rock, just a really good player. Bellinger is a world-class player. The depth of that team – top to bottom, they just keep coming at you with power from Muncie. You know, you're putting Betts at the top, an MVP candidate at the top of the line. I mean, they can do it all. Their starting pitching's tough and it's deep. Their bullpen is really good. They play good defense, and they have a swagger about them. They know they're good. So I don't know. It gets to a point where, you know, when do you start breaking up a team like that? I don't think anytime soon, but Kershaw's, you know, his clock's ticking. He's getting a little bit older. So it's kind of the time. I still don't think they're going to do it. I still think the AL is just a superior league at this time in, you know, in 2020. I just think it is.
Wow, it would be a major failure, if you ask me, for the Dodgers. Hey, tell me about John Ashton really quick, your buddy.
Johnny Ashton. Oh, I met him years ago when he was doing Little Big League. He came to town. I was a rookie with the Mariners, and we kind of hit it off. You know, he put me in a movie about 2 or 3 years later. And we just, through the years, we just keep in contact. And you know, we played in a bunch of golf tournaments together. Just a good guy, you know, old soul, and just a good man. He's a great guy, old Taggart. Still to this day when I see him. Hey, Taggart, I don't even call him Johnny. I call him.
That must have been such an awesome movie to do with Eddie Murphy, man. Hey, we'll let you run today because you're on the road, so appreciate you taking time out with us, and we'll catch up with you next week.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Have a good week. See what happens.
Brett Boone. Yeah, Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, joining us, and we'll let him rock and roll today because he's on a road trip. So we'll get back into it on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Betts on 2-1. There's a base hit into left field. But Mookie is aboard. His first hit is a Dodger. Single to left. 1-0. Turner grounds it to the right side. Now coming home is Betts, who beats the throw. The Dodgers take a 2-1 lead.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
On first down, a little shoulder fake. Thomas, what a throw! Surgical precision. And Michael Thomas has his aim. Dropped in beautifully by Drew Brees.
Great block at two.
Saints go for it. Kamara down the sideline. What a throw! Another touchdown!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. If you want to hang out with us, call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up and follow us on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, obviously we've talked a lot of baseball today, and rightfully so, we're in the heart of it, but we would not be doing justice to the rest of the sports world if we neglected it for the rest of the time. So we got to talk some NBA, we got to talk some NFL, we got to talk some college. Look, man, I'll leave it to you. Where would you like to start, my friend?
No. Wow, choices.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk NBA, man. I mean, we're in the finals and it's 2-0 Lakers, and I don't know who's left to play for the Heat right now. So, there it is, NBA Finals in a nutshell.
Yeah, really. I mean, look, at the end of the day, bro, I'm right there with you. I think that if this was an even playing field for the Miami Heat and the Los Angeles Lakers, we would have had ourselves a whale of a series here, a 6 or 7 game series. Unfortunately, game one happens. Goran Dragic is out with an injury. I would have to say it would be a miracle if he comes back. Bam also gets hurt with his shoulder. I would assume that Bam winds up getting back out on the floor, and hopefully for the Heat, that happens in game three. If not, then obviously it becomes an extremely tough, large mountain hill, whatever you want to call it, to climb. And right now, I would say it's getting to be a mountain of some sort at this point in time anyway. And what I've been really impressed with, and I want to get your take on this because I'm sure we're probably on a very similar page, LeBron James has instilled confidence in guys that were not able to knock down shots throughout the regular season. all of a sudden in the postseason, Rajon Rondo is a knockdown three-point shooter. A guy that has historically shot like 31% is now shooting 66% from three-point land. Danny Green, we know he's going to make shots. Caldwell Pope, I mean, he has hit some shots. Anthony Davis is hitting shots left and right. Obviously, LeBron is distributing. He's stealing. He's rebounding. He's scoring. He's doing everything that a great player does. I've been extremely impressed with what LeBron's leadership has come to here. And what it's come to, and I left out Caruso too. That's another guy that's hitting shots left and right and playing great basketball. It's just mind-boggling to me to watch the greatness of a LeBron James. And you're still going to have haters go, well, he should be taking the shot, not that guy, or he should be making the play, not that guy. Dude, this guy has made everyone else around him better. That's what an MVP does, Mike Wilson.
No, that is what an MVP does. And, you know, for all those haters out there that want to sit there and go, you know, he's not Kobe, he's not MJ, he's not taking the shot at the clutch time. Let's face it, he doesn't have the same game as Kobe. He doesn't have the same game as MJ. You know, to me, LeBron's always been magic. Like, he gets other people involved. He gets, like you said, he gets them confident in their ability to hit down a shot, to perform in clutch time. And look, when you have that kind of confidence among people, amongst your role players, when it comes to crunch time, okay, yeah, you would think LeBron is probably going to get the ball or AD, but now you got Rondo hitting shots, you got Caruso hitting shots, you got KCP performing. Like, what's your plan of attack if you're the Miami Heat coming out of a timeout or coming down the stretch? Who do you focus on? Because if you focus on this guy, well, this guy's going to hit a shot on you. If you focus on AD, LeBron could hit it. If you focus on LeBron, KCP, you know, Rondo, Caruso, any one of those guys are going to hit a shot. So now it's made the Lakers dangerous from almost any angle. And with a 2-0 lead and with the injuries that the Heat have, to me, this is all but over.
It's kind of scary to think about. The last couple of NBA finals have been ruined or decimated by injuries. It's actually kind of sad. So with that being said, probably one of the easiest NBA championships that LeBron has ever been able to win, obviously, and late in his career, I think he's more than happy about it and doesn't care. He'll take it however it happens. In your mind, any way, shape, or form that this has an asterisk by it, obviously the way that the season got, you know, taken away, brought back, they're in the bubble – is it diminished to you at any point? Does it seem like this isn't worthy?
No, it doesn't seem like it's not worthy. Look, before it got shut down, but the NBA, I mean, completed like 65 games or something like that. They had gone through most of their games, and then they picked up the last, you know, 8 games, 10 games, whatever it was. And so from that aspect for me, They've gone through the season. They've gone through the playoffs. Now, it hasn't been normal. No, but nothing's been normal for the past 8 months. So, you know, people just really need to get past that aspect of it. And if you're going to ask me if the players think there should be an asterisk next to it, you know, if the Lakers win this, they're not going to feel like their championship is any less important than, you know, from the Celtics, that the Celtics won it. You know, they're going to be wearing the jewelry. They got the ring. So it's all a wash to me.
And you can make an argument that because of the stoppage, this might have been more difficult to keep your focus and actually wind up being the eventual winner. And with the way that the Lakers were playing in the bubble, this honestly didn't look like it was going to be possible. And then all of a sudden, these guys are knocking down shots. All right, so let's switch gears now. Let's talk some Miami Heat and how do they switch things around? How do they get Duncan Robinson clean looks? How do they get Tyler Hero some clean looks? Kelly Olynyk played great the other day. I think they have to keep him involved.
Yeah,
a big guy that can bring guys out and shoot from distance. But what do they need to do? We know that their back is up against the wall. They're undermanned. How do they turn this around if there is a chance to do that?
Well, they need Dr. McCoy from Star Trek to go over their bodies with that little laser thing to heal some guys. But I don't know. Look. I don't know what they can do because they're operating not at full strength, and to get, you know, these players like a Robinson or a Hero open, you know, look, the LA is so big and so long. They're going to put big, long players on these shooters, and they're going to be contested because, well, let's face it, LA smells blood in the water. Okay, the shark is smelling blood, and they're not going to want to, you know, let their prey get away from them. So they're just going to go. I think they're just going to go big, to be able to contest these shots. So we'll see what happens, but the Heat are just up against it. It's unfortunate because they've been a really great story through this whole bubble experience and playoff, experience as well.
All right, so real quickly before we take a break, Doc Rivers agrees to a 5-year deal with the 76ers. Like it, love it, hate it, don't care. What is it?
Being a Celtic fan, don't care. But being objective with it, I think it's going to be, coaching-wise, it's going to be an improvement. But you still got to deal with Joel Embiid, who can be so up and down and – Simmons, who just can't shoot. So you got to solve that problem somehow. And I don't know how they do it, even though I like Doc. That's going to be a kind of a tough go.
All right. We got to take that pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side and we will dive into the NFL, get you our picks, our analysis, and a whole heck of a lot more. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night.
There's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amounts you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet. just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freeall.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil. Freeall spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone free. Professionals have trusted Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freeall today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Antonio Brown's not in the building today.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I thank y'all for tuning in. All the fans around the world, we love y'all.
That's right, baby. We love y'all. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, got you covered. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on the socials. On Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. On Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And let's get into some real NFL talk. Obviously, week 4 is upon us, Mike. We had a game on Thursday night. I'm not sure if people were watching or not, but the Broncos did play the J-E-T-S, Jets, and that guy Brett Rippon got his first victory, and you know what? The Jets just continue to look really bad, and we obviously have a relatively full docket of games. Obviously, we know of a couple that got postponed due to the COVID hitting and striking, and again, I think they're prepared for it to a certain degree, but if you get it twice throughout the year, where do you come up with another bye week? I think that's when things start to get a little interesting and intriguing. But just running through the games, Jaguars, Bengals, Browns, Cowboys, Saints, Lions, Seahawks, Dolphins, Chargers, Buccaneers, Ravens against that Washington team, Cardinals playing the Panthers, Vikings, Texans, Giants, Rams, Colts, and Bears, Bills, Raiders, Eagles, and 49ers. So those are your games. And then obviously the Monday Nighter, Falcons playing the Green Bay Packers and then Monday, it's actually, they've already made the switch because you have the Patriots playing the Chiefs. That was supposed to be, if I'm not mistaken, the Sunday night game, now going to be on Monday because of Cam Newton catching COVID-19. So, wow, a doubleheader on Monday, man. Are you excited about that?
Oh, of course. A doubleheader on Monday night. There's nothing better. I mean, you know, I mean, look, I have a little hole in the calendar now that I can I can watch these games in complete silence. So it's going to be a It's going to be a fun Monday night for Mike here.
Well, it won't be complete silence. There will be noise from the TV. There'll be some things going on. So, look, man, at the end of the day, you will be a very happy man. But let me ask you some of the storylines for week 4 coming into it. I think that the Buccaneers have kind of figure things out a little bit. Let's see if they can keep things rolling with the Chargers. I think the Seahawks, same thing there. They need to keep things rolling. You're playing the Dolphins, who you don't want to have a letdown with. I think the Cowboys are intriguing to the sense that they've had some tough games early. Let's see if they can kind of get themselves going, or if they're not as good as people thought that they could potentially be. The Saints, I'm kind of scratching my head a little bit about them, Mike, because obviously a lot of we thought that they'd be a really good football team, and out of the gates, somewhat struggling right now. Ravens, they've got a lot to prove after getting beat up by the Chiefs, who obviously are the cream of the crop in the NFL right now. The Vikings and the Texans, both struggling at 0-3. I think that that's somewhat surprising and shocking. The Bears at 3-0, I think that that's surprising a little bit. So I think as we start to get into week 4, 5, 6, and 7, we're going to see who the contenders are and who the pretenders are. Yes or no?
Oh, absolutely. We'll start to see that. So it's going to be interesting. I like how you brought up the Saints. You know, they're intriguing from the standpoint, like you said, they out the gate, it's kind of been you know, like, okay, it's maybe Father Time is catching up with Drew Brees. You know, who knows? But I think Seattle, you hit that one on the head. They can't have a letdown against my Dolphins today. You know, look, at the end of the day, can you make an argument about Buffalo being the best team in the NFL outside of Kansas City?
You know, interesting that you bring that up, because I you know me, man. I'm right on the Josh Allen train, bro. I think this guy is extremely good. I really do. Does he make some mistakes? Yeah, of course. But is he a young guy and we can kind of give him a little bit of a pass on that? Sure, because he has the ability to come back and just make the play that you don't think he can make. So I see a little Brett Favre. I see a little Aaron Rodgers. I see a little Patrick Mahomes. I see a winner, man. I really do. And
yeah,
I like what the Bills are doing. And yes, I think you could make that argument with the way that the Ravens got spanked around for the most part by the Chiefs. And I know that it wound up being a little bit closer than it seemed. But at the end of the day, yeah, I think that the Bills have done a great job. The defense is excellent. And, let's see what this Josh Allen kid can do, and we'll see if he can just keep getting better and better, which I think he will. So, yeah, I like him, man. I think he's a great quarterback. I think he's a great up-and-coming quarterback. Let's put it that way.
Right, right. No, I would agree. It took me a little longer to get on the train, but you and I are sitting in the caboose just having, you know, having some drinks and just watching, you know, watching this guy perform. But let me ask you another question here, Dorf.
Sure.
You know, look, we had that, what was billed as a gargantuan Monday night game between Kansas City and Baltimore last week. And Kansas City just, to me, they just kind of said, look, Baltimore, you're going to win a lot of games. You're a good team, but you ain't going to beat us. We're still top dog. We're still the Super Bowl champ. What kind of message did Kansas City send Baltimore, in your opinion? And then how does Baltimore kind of pick up the pieces from, you know, being beaten by their oncoming nemesis?
Look, I think it's a lot of what you said. Patrick Mahomes showed that he's a dominant quarterback to Lamar Jackson. I mean, he struggled passing the ball that night. They weren't able to make plays. They couldn't go downfield very much. I think that it's obvious. Patrick Mahomes is the most complete quarterback in the league right now. And if you want to challenge me on that, I welcome it. 1-800-878-7529. The Baltimore Raven defense is usually pretty good. Made him look pretty pedestrian, to be honest with you. And I know he's got a bevy of weapons, and you know, the young Clyde Edwards-Helaire kid coming on strong for them at running back too. And you know what? Just got to pick your poison with the Chiefs. And quite frankly, man, they are that good. So I said it to you before. I see this team potentially going undefeated. I really do. I believe that they're that good. The Baltimore Ravens, they got to get better, because Lamar Jackson has to become a better passer, man. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the one thing that he's lacking and he's behind on. He's a great runner, makes great plays with his feet, but you got to be able to do it with your arms, especially as a quarterback. Hey, let's run through the games. Let's give our picks. Jaguars, Bengals. We got a couple of young quarterbacks, but Joe Burrow looking for his first opportunity at a victory. I think it's a good opportunity, but I'm going to stay true to my form of the picks during the week, and I'm going to take the Jaguars. Who do you got?
I'm trying to remember who I picked the other day out of this. I believe I picked Cincy to win this game. So I'm going to stay true
to that as well. And I think Burrow gets his first victory.
Okay, good deal, man. Well, this is the truth teller, because we'll find out who's staying true and not. You have our picks right in front of you, I'm sure. All right, so Browns playing the Cowboys. I hate Baker Mayfield. I love Dak Prescott. I don't like Fat Mike McCarthy. I'm not a fan of what's happening in the Browns organization for the most part either. So with this being said, I'm going to take the Cowboys at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cowboys. I'm on the same train with you with the Browns and Baker Mayfield and that whole thing. So don't let me down, Cowgirls. Don't let me down, please.
Saints playing the Lie-Downs. Lie-Downs had a nice victory here in Arizona, but I think they go back to hibernation and they lie down, especially because I think Drew Brees has a decent day, goes into Ford Field in Detroit and takes care of business. I got the Saints.
Yeah, I got the Saints as well. I just think, like you said, man, I mean, Detroit's going to go back to normal today. Drew Brees has a big day.
All righty. Seahawks playing the Dolphins, somewhat near and dear to you. You got a couple teams that you root for, and the Dolphins are one of them. We both love Russell Wilson. This guy is ripping up the league right now. 14 touchdowns, 925 yards, playing extremely well. And I think that he's one of those guys that is unstoppable when you don't have a lot of crowd noise. I got the Seahawks, but I do think that this one's going to be a little closer than people think.
I got the Seahawks as well. You know, as much as I love my Dolphins, I got to be realistic about this and who we're facing, you know, in Russell Wilson. So I think you're right. I mean, it may be a little closer than people think, but Seattle, I think Seattle wins somewhat comfortably today.
Buccaneers at home playing the Chargers. Obviously, this is like father-son kind of game when you think about what's happening
right
at the quarterback positions here. Tom Brady, I think that, you know what, class will be in session. I like the Buccaneers, and I think that the Buccaneers are extremely explosive. When do we see it? I think it's coming pretty soon. I got the Buccaneers all day.
Yeah, Buccaneers all day. Herbert's going to get taught a lesson by the master today a little bit, and Tampa Bay wins all day.
Ravens playing a team from Washington. Again, you know, we talked about the Ravens struggling a week ago, and you talked about how they're going to win a lot of games. They're just not going to do it against the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, you know what? Washington, this is going to be a game that the Ravens are going to win, and I think they win pretty emphatically, to be honest with you, Mike.
Yeah, this is kind of a battle of D.C. here with Baltimore and, and Washington, but I think Baltimore just has too much for Washington on this day.
All right, our team that's near and dear to us here in Arizona, going on the road to the Panthers, playing them at Bank of America Stadium. I think this is going to be a great game. I really do. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be exciting. I'm interested to see what Teddy Bridgewater can do against the Cardinals. And for that matter and that matter alone, I'm taking the Panthers.
No, you know what? I for the same reason, you know, sometimes when you're down your best player, and they are in Christian McCaffrey, people rally, especially at home. And even though there's really not a crowd there, I think Carolina's going to rally and surprise the Cardinals today.
Talk about a surprise. Vikings and Texans, both 0-3, must-win situation. However, with the extra playoff spot, maybe not as much urgency for those teams that have gotten out of the gates extremely slow. But I think this is a surprise on both fronts, Vikings and Texans. I'm going to take the Texans at home. I think they have a little bit more because D-Watt will make more plays than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, no, I do. I picked the Texans the other day, and I'm not going to waver from that. And, you know, they're at home, and they have pretty good defense, so I'm going to take Houston.
Giants and Rams. I got the Rams all day, man. Jared Goff, Daniel Jones. I don't like either one of these guys that much, but I like Jared Goff better, and he's got a lot of great weapons. Kupp and Woods. I mean, this guy's got a bevy of options, and Henderson's been good for them on the ground as well. I got the Rams, man.
Oh, yeah, Rams all day. New York's too beat up. No Saquon. You know, this is going to be a long cross-country business trip for them, but Rams all day.
Colts and Bears, man. Colts going on the road. I think this is a pretty the first real test for the Bears. I think they've gotten by with smoke and mirrors, but they do have Big Nick as their quarterback. So I think it's a shootout, but I'm going to take the Colts.
Yeah, for the same reason. We agree on a lot of stuff, Andy, and today it's just like a carbon copy of each other. I think the Colts can go in there and get a victory, but you never know with Big Nick. It could happen, but I believe, like you, that Chicago is living on borrowed time a little bit, and the Colts are going to run out the clock on them.
All right, real quick, Bills and Raiders, man. I got the Bills.
Oh, Bills all day. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Eagles and 49ers. I got the 49ers, my friend.
Yeah, I got the 49ers as well. Wentz is just, I don't know, he's throwing up on himself so far this year. So I'll go with the Niners, even with the backup QB.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. Parting shot time. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's healthcare. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
It is pandemonium on the field.
We love the pandemonium, people. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, live each and every Sunday morning for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Come back late night to do the NFL Rewind. We're at week 4 of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America, the world famous Sports Overnight America. Start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mike Wilson, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
I know we touched on it earlier with John Poulter, but shout out goes to Bob Gibson and his family and the passing of Bob Gibson, his 17 years in the major leagues and I was not alive, so that kind of dated me, but what will always be remembered is just how intimidating he was on the mound, the stare down, the fastballs up and in, but just in the end, Bob Gibson, a great human being and a great baseball player.
Yeah, good stuff, man. I feel that. That's great. Very well said. All right, my parting shot. Before I do that, got to thank Brett Boone. Got to thank John Poulter for joining us today. Parting shot for me is, man, look, the reality of the situation, if it hasn't hit home to you yet, it should have hit home this week with what happened in Washington. So be careful, be kind, be friendly, be courteous, and be clean, man. Wash your hands, people. For Mike, for Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.